Yeah, I told you earlier that we'd be chatting after the 8 o'clock news with Colin Mandel, who is the dancing king of Valito. He's the dance cafe, one of the leading lights at the dance cafe, and they've had a huge success with the world championships in line dancing in Benidorm in Spain. Colin is in the studio with me right now. The morning show glows with happiness. How are you?
Great to be with you, Dave.
Benidorm, one hears these sort of British comedy sitcom things about Benidorm. Is it as bad as they say?
Well, it is. No, the place we were at was actually a resort slightly out of Benidorm on the way to Alicante. A really great sort of theme park with a beautiful venue where the dance competition happened called the Pyramid. But downtown Benidorm is exactly what all those sitcoms are about.
But we're here to talk about your success with the line dancing. Now, Dance Cafe, let's maybe just track back a bit. Give us a bit of an overview. The Dance Cafe idea came from Joburg.
Yes. So one of the blessings in disguise was COVID. And we'd built a big dance business in Joburg, 17 years of Dance Cafe. COVID cut a lot of businesses down. We made the decision. We always loved it down here, and it was the best decision we ever made. So we came and effectively started again and started building it up. Part of our offering was the couple dancing, social, ballroom, Latin, salsa, etc. But the line started to take and pick up great popularity, mainly for the reason that it is an individual dance. You don't need partners. It's done at every level and every age group, and worldwide it's a phenomenon. It's unbelievable how many people do it, and you know, this was born out at this competition.
You say you don't need partners, but it is a sort of a group activity though.
No, you can enter individually.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
In one of the competitions I entered personally, I was uncontested, which is a pity, but...
Why? Because you won.
No, I won, but that's a bit of a... Yeah, that's a bit of cold comfort. The one that I was proud of is the one that I won that I was contested, and I danced against other people in my level at my age group. So the point is you can dance at any level, at any age group, and just have a lot of fun. You don't have to compete. We did compete. We did particularly well, both as South Africans, and I must call out to all the studios that went across. I think there were 19 competitors, and that's quite a lot.
19 from South Africa?
From South Africa, okay. Correct. We were five, so five from our studio, six from KZN, and we did so well. We really did, both as South Africans and as KZN, and particularly Dance Cafe. So I'm very, very proud.
So tell us what you won.
So I made a list here. Let me read it so I don't get it wrong. So we won I won three golds. One of our students won two golds. One won four golds. We had two silvers and another gold. This is all just five dancers winning.
All individuals.
Individuals in different sections, gold. So we had five world champions, effectively.
Wow.
South Africa won a lot as well as, you know, as the other studios competed. And they did really well. There were about five different studios from all over the country.
And how many countries were represented at the...
So it's a proper world championship. There was the USA had representatives. The biggest was actually South Korea. It's huge in South Korea. And the Asians are really, really good. They're hard, hard workers. There's that Asian work ethic. They really take it seriously. They're there before breakfast practicing. They're there after the competition, practicing for the next day. They are highly competitive. The government actually sponsors and helps them get there. They have their own internal competitions. Then there's a big contingent from Spain, obviously. There's from the UK, from the US. There were Italians. The organization we dance with is based out of Netherlands, so there were Netherlands dancers as well. And a couple of Swiss, German. So it's really properly international.
So you had that feeling of almost an Olympic-type event.
It is. It's something you have to qualify for as well. So you have to qualify in your local national comp. So you had to have qualified here in South Africa last year, 2024, in order to qualify for the Worlds in 2025. And the same will apply now. So you'll have to qualify at our national comp, which is at the end of the year in Joburg, in order to qualify to enter your Worlds.
But it seems like that. It seems like Belito really shone. I'm talking about the Dance Cafe team that went across.
We did very well. We're really, really proud. Terry Taylor, my partner, really drives the line. She actually brought me back out of retirement and asked me if I wouldn't consider entering. I thought about it for a short while and decided to do it, and I'm so glad that I did.
And now you're back.
And now I'm back, and I'm ready to spread the word.
Take on the South Koreans again.
Let's take on the South Koreans. So I had a German, a Spaniard, and a South Korean in my section. And happily...
And you smashed them.
I happily smashed them, yes.
Well done. Now, let's talk about Dance Cafe and Belito in general. What do you offer apart from line dance training or opportunity?
So our mantra is really fun, friendship, and fitness. So what can dance do to help you have fun? Because you must have fun. If you don't have fun, you're not going to come back. It's got to have some sort of fitness output, and it does. It's the best and most enjoyable way, in my opinion, to have to get fit. And the social side is really, really important. So our social dancing, which is partner dancing, is people dancing together. We have a lot of parties. We now set up at the Butcher and Wine. We're doing regular parties there. It's a lovely venue. We started there on Sunday night. We had a really good turnout. We also teach, by the way, in Durban, in Hillcrest. We teach all genres there as well. So we teach salsa, bachata, Argentine tango. And, of course, the line dance is growing tremendously here. We're also starting to teach at some of the estates. So we just started at Zimbali last week. It was our first week. And we're about to start at Brettonwood. And we're looking to start at other estates because line dancing is just a wonderful way of getting fit, spend an hour in the morning, have a cup of coffee, and join the girls line dancing. Sadly, it's mainly girls.
I was going to ask the question.
Yeah.
No, guys don't dance much.
No, they do. And in fact, there were some really good guys at the comp in Spain, particularly the Spaniards.
No, but I'm talking about South Africans.
In South Africa, there is. We've got one guy, Martin. He's fantastic. He won 2 goals, so...
But generally, as a fitness exercise, not so much.
It's a strange thing. You know, Dave, in Cuba, in Argentina, in Spain, it's considered a very masculine, macho thing. But in South Africa, as you well know, I did ballet, so you can imagine the stories that followed me around.
But I cannot look up. We've got perceptions about all sorts of things in historically that have proven to be completely flipping, really old-fashioned and silly. The world moves on and trends come and go. And I would have thought that Patrick Swayze and his magnificent output there would have changed perception because you get the Footloose and the Flash Dance. And there's been so many dance-oriented shows, movies, experiences that have shown that people that move well tend to get the strokes. Hey?
I absolutely agree with you. And there have been so many of these. Strictly Come Dancing is another one. Dancing with the Stars.
There we go.
So You Think You Can Dance. All of those things have helped. But there's still... it's an bit unfortunate...
But is it maybe because we're embarrassed? Because most oaks... And you know, they say white guys can't dance.
That's not true.
I mean, it's a saying. I'm not saying it's a particularly accurate saying, but it is a saying that, you know, it's been like that for a long time. No rhythm, no move. Why make a fool of yourself?
Absolutely. So that's all the more reason to go to a proper dance school and learn how. You know, and the minute that we do a lot of weddings, and that gives you an example of guys who feel they need to come for lessons because they don't want to embarrass themselves in front of their mates. So they come and they surprise themselves because when they come, they start with attitude.
Yeah.
And as they learn that there's a technique to it, it's like anything. It's like golf. You don't just go and hit a ball.
You know what amazes me, and it always has done, and it's a strange thing. In South Africa, you've got the traditional Volksspiel type lung arm that translates into the more modern Sokkie And South African, particularly Afrikaans guys, many of them really big rugby types, you know, they dance beautifully.
Absolutely. It was a point I was going to make. The attitude towards dance and the stigma towards dance is not from Afrikaans.
Oh, there we go.
It's from the English, white, Anglo-Saxon, English.
It's the old post-Victorian hangover.
Correct, absolutely.
We don't talk about money. We don't talk about dancing. Right. We don't talk about anything. How are you feeling? Are you just about dead? I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah. So in South Africa, to your point, the strongest contingent of male dancers in the line dancing fraternity are from the Afrikaans community.
Oh, okay.
Because they have this history, and you're absolutely right. They've grown up watching Dad do Sokki, watching Oom do Sokki.
You know, it used to amaze me, and I go back to, I was in the entertainment unit in the army in 1976, when we were at war, and there were these hulking great, real warrior types with their ginormous wives. Yeah. Now, I'm talking about officers, because you play a lot of officers dancers. And you think, you know, these guys... And they would be like feathers on the dance floor.
Exactly.
And I couldn't equate those sort of hulking great, and a lot of them were combat veteran, and yet they danced beautifully with not a hint of embarrassment.
Absolutely.
And I thought, look at that.
No, it's absolutely true. It's all about attitude. And, you know, the minute they come and they enjoy it, the attitude changes.
So you're encouraging all sorts to come and experience the fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the reality is that a lot of women are dying to dance. Maybe their husbands need a little more convincing. So line dance is one of the solutions for them, where they can come and they don't need a partner.
Yeah.
Even in the social dancing, we've got, and I've spoken to you about this before, we've got this project in Groutville called In Touch, where we have six young men that come through every night of the week, literally, and to our parties, and are now proper professional teachers. So we provide partners for those, you know, women who don't have partners. So line is the one option, and the other option is that we provide partners for them.
Okay. So now, anyone listening to you and wanting to find out more, Dance Cafe is the go-to spot. I presume social media would be the right place to just look it up.
Correct.
Dance Cafe Bolito.
It's just dancecafe.co.za.
Oh, okay.
There is a slight confusion, and it wasn't worth pursuing, but there is another dance cafe subsequent to ours in Durban, which is a proper club.
No.
So not to be confused with that. So dancecafe.co.za, we do own that domain. And then we're quite active on Instagram and on a lot of WhatsApp groups.
And you accept beginners and anyone wanting to come and have just a try?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we often have promotions where we have trials. So the one we did at Zimbali was an open day where a bunch of women came and tried, and some of them have joined, and hopefully we'll build it up for that.
I'm sure it's going to. It clearly is. Now, the mantra to get fit and healthy and happy, this is a good call. Not everyone is designed to go running for millions of miles in the sun and the wind and the rain. Not everyone is a gym bunny. Maybe you're a social creature that just wants to have fun and enjoy the benefits of a good workout. Well, then it sounds like this is ideal.
No, it absolutely is. And the fun and social side of it is really important. Because you kind of don't even realize that
you're getting fit.
You're getting fit, yeah.
And isn't that the best way to get fit?
Just 100%.
Doing it because you're loving it. Colin Mandel, my very special guest. This will be up as a podcast. If you have just joined us and missed the conversation, they did extremely well in the World Line Dancing Championships in Benidorm in España. And doing extremely well here on the North Coast, making people have the time of their lives and enjoy the benefits of health at the same time. Colin, thanks for joining me on The Morning Show.
Dave, as always, thank you for your time.
I look forward to seeing you on the dance floor. Maybe not. Is that a challenge? Are you challenging me?
No, you're always welcome.
Hey, talking about music...